It's Tennessee Matters on the Tennessee Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Dan Item. Nashville is experiencing a rise in development like never before, which means far more architecture, construction, and engineering and related trades. Professionals are needed to meet the dizzying demand and growth that seems to have accompanied Nashville's IT City designation. But there is a shortage of those pros in the pipeline, with colleges crying out for students interested in STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math careers. A camp recently wrapped up, hosted by MTSU, to address that shortage. And with us today is Tom Gormley. Tom is associate professor at MTSU, their Department of Engineering Technology. He oversees the ACE Mentor Programming Summer Camp, which we're going to talk all about. Tom, I appreciate your time. I know it's been a busy week for you, sir.
Yes, we've had a lot of fun, but it's, like I say, it's been a great event, and we've really been pleased with the quality of kids. They're just they're all very polite, nice young people, and a very diverse crowd. We've got several females, a lot of diversity from a ethnic race standpoint, and they've just gotten along great and become fast friends. So we are really pleased with the outcome.
Tom, let's break it down. I mentioned it's the ACE ACE Mentor Program Summer Camp. Talk about ACE, that program, and kind of what that's all about to begin.
Well, ACE is a national organization. It was founded by a gentleman named Charlie Thornton, who was a well-renowned structural engineer up in New York. And Charlie was teaching at New York University and said he continued to see the numbers of kids coming in to the program declining. So he came up with the idea to engage the students in high school with mentoring and money for scholarships. So they came up with the name ACE, that stands for Architecture, Construction, and Engineering. And I got to be friends with Charlie a number of years ago. And several people have helped me in my career, particularly a gentleman named Joe Rogers, who you may know, eventually was the ambassador of France years ago, had a large construction company. So he gave me a scholarship to go back to school. So I felt like since Joe helped me, we should do, help the next generation, if you will. So we started the ACE chapter, myself and several friends of mine in the industry here in Nashville about 12 years ago. We're now in Williamson, Davidson, and Rutherford counties. We had about 100 students last year that were in the mentor program. And the way it works is we have mentors that are in the business that donate their time, architects, contractors, engineers, and we go into the high schools after school every other week and help them understand, what does an architect do? What is a structural engineer? How is that different from a mechanical engineer? So the kids have a feel for it. And then they actually do a mock project that they develop where they design it, put a budget on it and all that. And then they present the project every year at our annual fundraising banquet in May that we do at Rockettown. And so the students get to present. We actually had over 400 people last year, so it's a great opportunity for the students to get up in front of their parents and peers and present their project. And then we awarded almost $40,000 in scholarship money for the students to pursue degrees in architecture, construction, engineering. We're actually, one of the things we're very proud of is we've got, I think it's about 8 or 10 students now that started. We engaged them first at high school, mentored them, helped some with scholarships. They've gone on to get degrees, come back and get jobs here in Nashville with local architects and construction companies, and are now mentors themselves. So we really feel like we've come full circle with the students now becoming the mentor. So we're really excited about how that's developed. Through ACE, we heard about some other schools around the country that were doing the summer camp. So 4 years ago, we came up with the idea of let's try the summer camp as a partnership with MTSU and the ACE Mentor Organization chapter here in Nashville. So it's funded half by MTSU and half by the ACE board. So it's free to the students. It's a week-long camp. We have actually 17 students this year attending the camp. It's, like I say, free to the kids. So we have activities all week where they learn about architecture, construction, engineering. Several of the companies donate the time from their people to come out and do Like on Wednesday, we did a design charrette with several architectural firms from Nashville, where the students actually worked on designing the project, and the real architects talked to them and helped coach them, mentor them through the process. See, we made concrete. We've got a very active concrete program. We've actually have recently merged concrete and construction management. So we are now the MTSU School of Concrete and Construction Management. So the kids got to learn about the recipe for concrete, and they actually made some concrete. And then on Friday, we actually broke the cylinders. We had a little competition of who had the most cost-effective but the strongest concrete mix.
Mm-hmm.
So we found that the kids like competing. The other thing that we've done in the last 2 years, we've been doing this, like I say, 4 years. The last 2 years, I've got a friend over at Vanderbilt, Dr. Gokhale, who teaches or heads up the construction management master's program. So we partner with Vanderbilt as well. So on Thursday, we spent the day over at Vanderbilt touring the new engineering building and making a truss, again, in a competitive team environment. So the kids made a little truss. We put it in the press and broke it and gave T-shirts for the team that had the strongest truss. So we try to mix up, you know, some lecture and then a lot of hands-on activities. So I really feel like it's a great public-private partnership. You know, we've got companies donating money to the local ACE chapter.
Right.
That's helped funding it. MTSU, public organization, and then Vanderbilt is a private. So it's really just a great all-around team effort in order to provide these opportunities for hopefully the future leaders in architecture, construction, engineering for our community.
Again, speaking with Tom Gormley, he's associate professor at MTSU's Department of Engineering Technology. Tom, part of the group overseeing the ACE Mentor Program Summer Camp, which is just wrapped up. And Tom, you mentioned that many companies are behind this and donate some funds and their time. But boy, I would imagine, Tom, for these companies, it's a win-win. They've got future employees that they're working with.
Absolutely. It gives them an opportunity to help contribute and to, like say, grow the future leaders. Several of the companies have hired the students that we started out mentoring. They're working for Turner and Skanska and TM Partners and several of the local firms that are helping changing the skyline of Nashville. So it's, like you said, it's a win-win. They give back to the community and then also help, you know, develop their future employees. So we kind of pick the best and the brightest, if you will, and help them through scholarships and mentoring.
Tom, obviously the camp is wrapped up for 2016, but I'm sure that in no time you'll be planning the camp for next year. How do students apply for next year's camp? You know, when do they do that, and how do they go ahead and do that?
Okay. What we try to do is have students that are on one of the ACE teams.
Okay.
In the Southeast, the Southeast director of ACE is a gentleman named Jack Tipton. So we communicate to all of the ACE teams at the different schools around the Southeast, and then there's an online applications for the students to apply to the camp. We this year had, I think, almost 30 apply for the 18 spots that we had, so there's quite a bit of demand for it. So they could go online to the www.ace.org and probably find the information there or through their ACE chapter at their local school.
And Tom, talk about, I know a lot of companies out there that maybe want to get involved. How do they do that?
Well, we'd be glad. Any of the companies, of course, can contact me, but we would welcome companies that would like to provide mentors or funding for scholarships. We also obviously have students graduating from our program at MTSU, and we could also connect them up with Vanderbilt. So there's opportunities for the companies to help with the mentoring and also get in line or connected with students for future employees. So just have them get in touch with me at MTSU. They can find me on the MTSU website or on the ACE Mentor national website, which got my contact and Jack Tipton's contact, who's our Southeast director. And we'd love to have the support and more companies to help us reach out and help fulfill the need that we have for young people coming into the industry. As the baby boomers and folks of my generation start to wind up their careers, we need to backfill with some great, talented young people that will continue to help our city be great.
Sounds great. Tom Gormley, Associate Professor at MTSU's Department of Engineering Technology, all part of the ACE Mentor Program Summer Camp that is wrapped up. Tom, sounds like a terrific opportunity for these students, and I appreciate your time and sharing your information on the camp today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity.